do we trust artificial intelligence too much? That is kind of the big question that I think we should continually ask ourselves. And if you're someone like Elon Musk, then yeah, you're saying, hey, you know, we really need to wrangle in what artificial intelligence is, what it could potentially do, put some regulatory framework in place. And actually, the EU is doing that, and I'll talk about that in my next episode. And, you know, really, let's put a magnifying glass to exactly what it is. And shout out to Patent Drop, one of my favorite daily, weekly newsletters. Actually, don't know, no affiliation whatsoever, but I highly recommend to look at their patents because, you know, as someone who practiced patent law, who's a patent nerd, I love seeing innovation and just, you know, just being an innovative nerd and just seeing what else is out there. I love it. So what they had in their recent newsletter was that IBM, the famous IBM, wants to weed out falsely advertised AI tools. And I love that. I love they're putting a lens of skepticism on what it is that people are doing. And I think a lot of that right here. Google. We're talking about Alphabet. We're talking about one of the largest disseminators of information around the globe. You know, they failed. And this was surface level. They put out Google Gemini. They had generative AI create these images based on historical data, but within their model. And you want these AI models to be as objective as possible because that's what you want. You want to use as much historical data as possible to give you outcomes to take action on in the future. And that's exactly what you would do for a business, right? Like if you have somebody in the background under the hood, just kind of like deciding subjectively what matters, this does, this doesn't, then you're going to get some information that isn't going to be accurate based on the historical data of your business. And that could be a big problem. Now, the subjectivity you impute into it for future analysis and future action, that could depend too, though, based on just, you know, a lot of research of what you believe is going to be trends in the future, but that's neither here nor there. The thing is that when we're using these tools that are just out there, like Gemini, we don't necessarily know what's under the hood. Now, with the superficial lens that we got with Google Gemini, we saw that there was a lot of diversity initiatives imputed into their generative AI tool, and we were getting falsely depicted images that were output. But, you know, that's one that kind of just hit the web that we all could see. What else is under there, right? Like you really want to know what's going on under the hood. Now, I do want to just touch on this, that Jensen Huang, brilliant mind, couldn't speak more highly of him. I love listening to him. He said something that I can't just flat out agree with anybody that I have some sort of like envy towards or look up to in some ways. He has a quote, and I think this Reddit user in the subreddit Learn Programming that I want to read for you. It's going to sound completely opposite of what people feel. Again, this is Jensen Huang talking. You probably recall over the course of the last 10 to 15 years, almost everybody who sits on a stage like this, he's giving a speech for NVIDIA, would tell you it's vital that your children learn computer science. Everybody should learn how to program. In fact, it's almost exactly the opposite. His opinion. It is our job to create computing technology such that nobody has to program and that the programming language is human. Everybody in the world is now a programmer. This is the miracle of artificial intelligence. For the very first time, we have closed the gap. The technology divide has been completely closed. I got a lot of problems with this quote. We're talking about the trust of artificial intelligence, right? So now you're relying on an artificial intelligence model that I'm sure is completely fine, but you don't always know, right? To build you another artificial intelligence model that if you're not someone who knows how to program or read programming language, can't understand. You are 100%, like the degrees of trust that keep going. So say you have an artificial intelligence model, builds you an artificial intelligence model specific to your business, and that artificial intelligence model also builds another artificial intelligence model. At what point is the trust going to be like further diminished down the road and you just have farther separation from the original source code to where you are at and you're trying to depend on all this for your business, right? can you trust it? That's, you know, there's two ways around that, right? Like if it's something for your own, it's going to be your ability to read the code. So maybe far, 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 far off in the future, we won't need to know how to code, right? Like we'll just, you know, 100% trust it. We're in what's called like in the Gutenberg timeline, which is relayed upon like as far as when the printing press was created to all the different iterations, the use of the technology, how to properly use it, how many times are humans going to hurt themselves with the technology. You know, the internet is part in a small part of the Gutenberg timeline. You know, it was only invented like a few decades ago. And now we're with artificial intelligence and we're just ramping up and we're going to hurt ourselves and we're going to stub our toe and we're just going to completely run with it until, you know, something bad happens. I hope not. But something could. It's just inevitable with human history when we have, you know, we're playing with fire, right? So as far as the trust goes, one, understanding the programming language, be able to read it, understand what's imputed into it. The other thing that I find super fascinating is this patent. Again, thank you, Patent Drop, for publishing this. This is still in the application phase as filed on and published on March 14, 2024. Filed actually back in 2022. That's interesting. I just noticed that. So International Business Machines already had this foresight in knowing that there's going to be a trustworthy factor of artificial intelligence. Because the other thing that Patent Drop did include was this Gallup poll in which Americans are wary of artificial intelligence use in business. 79% of Americans say that they trust businesses not much or not at all to use AI responsibly, and 40% say AI does greater harm than it does good. 3/4 of Americans believe AI will reduce the number of jobs in the U.S. over the next 10 years. Concerned about the negative effects of AI on the job market, especially high. That's a completely kind of different distrust in it. Americans believe AI is better than or as good as humans at customizing the content you see online, recommending products, yada, yada. However, they think AI is worse than humans at providing medical advice, driving cars, and recommending, oh, I'm sure Elon's going to love that part, and recommending the employees a company should hire. So there is some sort of distrust because that's interesting. There's a lot of subjectivity, I would say, as far as maybe medical advice, even though there really shouldn't be. But it is, you know, if you're someone that is building artificial intelligence model and you have your own ideas of what a healthy individual is or what should do, and you were building the model yourself, you would likely impute those ideas within the historical data to spit out what it would be for you. And that could be a problem. And again, that's where this fascinating IBM application comes in, where there is a user experience. So someone is utilizing something and it just analyzes the disclosure of whoever created the AI model and compares that to what this computer model, they call it a computer model, even though it's likely going to be an artificial intelligence model itself, discloses. So here's an example within the disclosure of the images of a woman's tennis file, like a final of who's likely to win. And this is what it talks about versus how it actually analyzes it. And it determines an overall score of trustworthiness. So perform uncertainty quantification, perform explainability analysis, transparency analysis, and then a fairness analysis, and give you that score in the users. And I think that's incredibly fascinating to have some sort of like third party analysis for consumers. And again, there has to be a level of trust with IBM, but as a third party analyzer, I would assume that I would give more deference and trust them a little more, except for on their own products. They would need a third party, wouldn't they? So there's always going to be a problem. But anyway, if I wanted to use some sort of health app and I wanted to rely upon it for my own health or some sort of diet app, and I wanted to make sure that there's nothing within this AI model that they're not disclosing. Like say, for example, I'm someone has a normal like balanced diet of proteins, like meat, animal meats. But say someone is creating this with the underlying initiative to wean me off animal meat because they themselves are vegan. And it slowly does this over time, but I don't realize it because it's built within the AI model. I don't want to know that because there's, you know, everything's not fully disclosed or required to be disclosed with whatever someone's building. So as someone who is studying code and learning how to build my own AI models, even if I know how to read the code and try to dig in and figure out what's in it, they're not going to disclose that, right? It's going to be trade secrets. It's going to be proprietary. Why would they do that? There's probably ways that I can get to it, because there have been disclosures of certain people looking into how ChatGPT or, you know, Google Gemini, again, for example, was coded. But I don't necessarily want to go to those lengths myself every time I pick up some sort of new tool. So I think that is a fascinating new way, as like third-party verification, for us to establish some further trust, understand what's going on under the hood of these AI models, and be able to rely upon them. So there's two aspects, right? Some sort of third-party validation and then learning to code yourself. I don't think we're going to be there anytime in the future, with all due respect, Jensen, but maybe. I understand the path that you want to go, because even if you're someone who is writing code, you will use some sort of generative coding. Like within Google Collab Notebook, you're able to just kind of ask it rather than go on GitHub or try to source the code yourself, or even on like ChatGPT or X.com, use Grok. So there are elements of rely upon AI, but I'm able to read it, be able to interpret it, be able to fasten it into exactly what I need. So yeah, and then I guess someone's got to trust me, right? But at least there's a human being that if I build an AI model for my work, they can I can talk them through it. I put as many notes and comments in there as possible. What's this doing? What's that doing? And that's how I get around it. But maybe they want to be able to use some sort of third-party validation of it. I think it's fascinating. I like that people are thinking with foresight to protect humanity, not to be too dramatic.